This morning we have a guest joining us here in the studio. Laura Canning is with us. Laura, the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Thanks for coming by.
Yes, good morning.
Appreciate it. Always fun to talk because we're always talking about fun stuff. Even in the wintertime, we're talking about outdoor activities and things. I see you've got a sandhill crane trip coming up. You've been doing that for a few years.
Yeah, I think it's been over 10 years now. We do it every other year. We don't do it every year, so people always ask. So every other year, usually if it's an even year, it's a sandhill crane trip year. So
excellent. Why is that so popular?
You know, I don't know. We get out there, and I don't know if there's just not very many people that have traveled out there yet, or there's not a lot of many counties around here that offer it. So we kind of get pulled together with Crawford and Shelby County and offered a bus trip so we could fill the bus and head on out. So.
Why the cranes? Why those sandhill cranes? Why are they so much fun for folks to observe?
Well, you know, if you've never seen that many birds in one place, that's just alone is the sight. Not to even say that they're the sandhill cranes. And so with thousands of sandhill cranes, and literally when we get out there and into the bird blind, we get out there and we get into the bird blind right before dark, and so they're not there yet, and so then you just get constantly dive bombed pretty much by the sandhill cranes, just thousands and thousands. It's deafening sometimes, the sounds that are happening out there with that many of them. So it's a very sight to see. It's almost I don't know. It's just amazing. It's just gets your heart going.
Yeah. I don't know that much about sandhill cranes, all the details and things. Why did they always flock to that location? What is it about that?
So when they are traveling north back to their nesting grounds, it is kind of that perfect stopover habitat. So they, right now, they're vacationing in Florida. And so they are hanging out further south in nice warm weather. And they do this also in the fall, but the fall is more sporadic because of when, depending on weather and depending on that cold, kind of trips them to start moving south. But in the spring, it is very much more narrow down into about a two to three week span out there at Kearney that they just are plumb full. So
I was amazed looking at some of the numbers. It says here more than 80% of the world's population of sandhill cranes end up in that area.
At Kearney, Wow. Yeah. And so, you know, we've got some that will end up in northern Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota. And it's kind of almost that halfway point of meeting point. Okay, from here on out, we pretty much disperse and fan out and head to Wisconsin or northern Iowa and things like that. It's a sight to see. It's amazing to hear. And there is always some other things. Last year or 2 years ago when we went, my blind had perfect view of about 8 deer that came down to the river. And it was hilarious because we knew what was coming, that the cranes were going to come back. And we were watching the deer and watch the cranes just kind of land and don't care about them. And they were like, okay, we're out of here.
Probably used to it. It's one of those things. Well, now this is a joint venture with a few other counties, correct?
Yes, yep. So Cass, Crawford, and Shelby help us fill up the bus, and we drive from Cass County up to the Wings truck stop up by Avoca and get on the bus from there. So,
So we'll all pick up there. Now, when is the trip?
Yep, March 26th and 27th. And if you look at that on the calendar, it's a Monday, Tuesday. It's kind of on the tail end of actually their crane festival out there. So we're going to do a Monday, Tuesday of that. Of this year.
Okay, very good. So a 2-day trip. It includes an overnight.
Yep. So it includes our bus. It includes the hotel room. And then it also includes the crane viewing blinds. So these special blinds that we go out to, we rent them. And so out at Roe Sanctuary and the Nature Center out there. So that includes all of that. It just doesn't include your meals. So
You bet. Yeah. And the cost
is? Yeah, for $195. Our hotel prices kind of went up a little bit this year, so we kind of had to raise it a little bit this year. Otherwise, yep, just $195. And the deposit, if you want to split it in half or something to make it a little bit more helpful for your budget. The deadline for deposit is February 16th. If you want to come and learn about everything and let me answer all of your questions about this trip, I do do two informational nights here, and one will be at the Anita Public Library on January 29th. So that's a Monday night at 6 p.m. And then February 3rd, which is a Saturday, and catch me at the Atlantic Public Library at 12:30 doing that informational meeting. Then you can see a little bit more of an in-depth itinerary and things like that.
Can folks find any of this information online?
Yep. So we have our registration form also online, and then the press release and some information on our online as well. So if you go to AtlanticIowa.com and then click on county or Cass County, and then you'll find the Cass County departments and find conservation, and then you'll see bus trips.
You're heading out there to see the cranes, but I assume you'll see other things too.
Yeah, you never know. It'd probably be maybe 2 times ago, so 4 years ago, we had a whooping crane out there in the middle of the thick of things, and we were able, again, this is a guided trip. You go with me and two other naturalists, so we were apprised of where that whooping crane was at, and so we could drive the bus by and get a look at it, you know, which is they're an endangered crane species. So,
and yeah, something you wouldn't see here in our backyard.
No.
So an opportunity there too.
Yeah.
You know, and in addition to that, what you might see some other creatures outside of just the cranes. You might see some other sights along the way, perhaps.
Yes. Yep. And we always we stop at the archway on the way out, and then we do stop at another nature center while we're out there as well. So
very good. Now, the price does not include the meals. It includes your transportation. It includes your guided, your guides. And it includes your opportunity to be able to stay the night there, too, with the hotel and lodging and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but the food is on your own, so you can do whatever you want to do with that and have some fun with that. And, you know, it's probably one of those buddy system deals. Get your buddies together.
Get your buddies together. And, you can room with friends you know, and we will head out to Kearney in March.
Is there a limit to how many you can take?
Yeah, I think we limit it to, 48 people total.
Okay.
So
a bus full.
Yeah, pretty much a bus full and our stuff and our naturalists.
Okay. Very good. So those are the dates to remember. The trip is March 27th, 26th and 27th. And then the dates where you can have an opportunity here in Cass County to learn more, January 29th, 6 p.m. at the Anita Public Library, and then Saturday, February 3rd, and I think that's a Saturday.
Yep, it's a Saturday.
And that's a 12:30 in the afternoon opportunity at the Atlantic Public Library. And again, the deadline for the deposit on the trip is February 16th. So you do still have a little time to visit with friends and family if you're looking to go with some folks. But otherwise, check that opportunity out and see if that's something you might want to do. If you haven't done it before, it's maybe one of those once-in-a-lifetime things because you want to see something like that. If you've done it before, you know how spectacular it can be.
Yes, and go again.
Well, now we also have some fowl here close by, too, with the trumpeter swans. It's been a decent year for the trumpeter swans.
Yeah, we've had about an average about 70 visiting the last 2 weeks, and we just started feeding them this right before the soiree with some corn because it got so bitterly cold. And so we do in January a fill the feeder event are all month long. You can go into Orchlands. We partner with Orchlands here in town, and you can just go through the checkouts at Orchlands and say you want to throw a bag of swan food on your bill, and they will pull that bag of corn right behind and pull it aside for us, and then we use up that all of our donations and our donated corn all the way almost to March some years. So it just depends on the rest of the winter. They go out, and right now, you know, the snow has been melting a little bit and things like that. They've been going back out to the fields. But when it is bitterly cold and when there's lots of snow, if we get a lot more snow into February, they'll stay put. So we give them a little bit of corn just so they hang out.
Have folks been pretty generous in the past?
Yes. Yep. We've had we haven't had too many problems of running out and things like that. And of course, if you visited the Soiree with the Swans, any of the donations go to the feeding of the swans too when we need to.
Well, and folks enjoy having them around, and I guess that's part of it. If as long as they got food and they've got open water, they might
be
hanging around.
They will stick around. So an easy way to just support us. So.
And if they're not sure, just if you happen to be at Orscheln's, just ask.
Yep. And there should be some signs up too. So.
Okay, very good. And do that soon. So that.
Yep, until end of January. So we just do it for the month of January.
Very good. Make sure we keep those around for a while then too. Well, great. Well, if you can help out the Trumpeter Swans, that's awesome. And help yourself out. Enjoy the Sandhill Crane trip coming up again latter part of March. Hope you get a chance to enjoy some of those fun activities that are brought to you, as always, by the Cass County Conservation. Doing a lot of work out there, a lot of programming. Yeah. Thanks for all you do. Appreciate
it. Thanks.